this, a lot of the verbiage that you'll see mm-hmm. In the posting, the actual information would go on these sites, and then the job flyer itself came over from her. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a chance to kind of edit those and pull in the information from your feedback tonight. And so she's already vetted mm-hmm. most of this to know what gets the best results.
We contact the City of Porterville HR directors, City of Tulare HR. We have a network where we contact each other that they help us. So
I'm impressed. I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad.
I just have a feeling that you, as an interim city manager, should kind of
No.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're
no interference.
That's why we're listening to Mari tonight.
Yeah.
So for any job vacancy, is there like a clear SOP or policy, HR policy that anybody can refer to? That, you know, they're wondering if they have these questions, like, how do you go about hiring in any position? Is there like, okay, there's a vacancy, then there's a job posting, and then is there a clear SOP like that?
So
somewhere?
In our rules and regulations, we do have our policy that talks about vacancies and how they're filled, and how the department head has what process we do have. But we do, when we ask for assistance from other agencies to help us with our panel, we do send them something that lets them know what guidelines we'd like them to follow. Mm-hmm. And it's about, you know, them making sure that they're following all our questions, not to divert and ask something else. We have a list of guidelines where they're not to ask certain questions so that they do not, that they're following it under the laws, the California laws, so that they're not discriminating. Just guidelines for them. So we do have guidelines. They're not part of our rules, but we do have guidelines that they do follow. And we do have those.
Can we have a copy of that? That would be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, too, that we're planning to add to our website, because it's a public document. We're just trying to identify where we want to put that. If it's in conjunction with mm-hmm. some of the videos that we're looking to put up there, that's part of the new transparency page we want to have up on it. Yeah. So, but we can get it to you directly, and it'll be posted earlier, too.
Okay. Yeah.
You needed feedback from us about hiring mm-hmm. a recruiter or not.
Yes.
From what I've seen from surrounding cities, it hasn't benefited them to spend all that money on a recruiter.
No.
Generally, you end up hiring
someone. It's all computerized. We're in 2019. Everything's on the internet. So
I don't see any point in spending $20,000-$30,000 personally. That everybody uh-huh. seems to be in agreement with that. So we'll let you handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any other?
If you have any other questions, or
the timeline looks good to me, makes sense. So
I'm here to assist you now.
Hmm?
I'm here to assist you or answer any questions.
Okay.
The flyer that needs to go up that's already created, ready mm-hmm. to go.
It is the only thing that we'll need to just look at is the salary, and that's it.
All right. So is this the time that we can speak to you individually?
I guess if you have questions. I thought.
Can I step out where you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about because we want to give her feedback, or if we have questions, do we have to go through you?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we can
directly right contact.
Okay. No, Mari. Just okay. Later on as we're going to do this and stuff.
No, Mari's the contact for you.
The next meeting will be where we approve the job notice. You'll have that ready to go. Is that?
Yeah, and that's the one we have now, actually.
Do you have copies of all of the items?
Oh, okay.
We want it ahead.
You can approve tonight and start the recruitment earlier if you want to get mm-hmm. more than just that month. Or you
well,
can
but we haven't read this.
More,
so.
And just wait until the next council meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we can wait until the next council
sounds
meeting.
Sounds good.
And that will give you time to get all that analytical information in for the personality.
Hey, Brian. We got it.
Oh. Okay.
So I guess tonight would be just the in-house. The in-house or the outside recruiter? Okay.
Yeah, it'll probably be just. Yeah, it'll probably be just like the internet and newspaper, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to have that, if you've discussed with her kind of privately in the next couple of weeks, and she's got a good feel for what it is you're looking for, do you want her to put that as a consent, or do you want to do another action with another presentation in the next one? How would you like that to go?
They all seem to be pretty
right.
Well,
I think the consent, we just have
this,
to review this.
So,
yeah. The only thing the that salary? I would maybe question, of course, the salary, but mm-hmm. of the different groups that they would have to go through.
Okay.
So I don't know
panelists?
If there's, yeah, different, a way to do that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I really want the community involved, too, mm-hmm. as well as employees. I mean, I wanted an open forum to take suggestions of what this, you know, the city, the community wanted mm-hmm. to see in their city manager. But, you know. We'll see.
Would you like us to put like
a survey maybe?
On the website they can click on and send open feedback?
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. That would be a way to involve
the
community.
Fresno has done that, and Hanford is doing it right now because they're recruiting for a city mm-hmm. manager.
Yeah,
so they're having like a town meeting, a town forum.
We could probably put together some sort of survey online, huh?
Online, either on the Facebook
online
or
the would be good.
Website.
Okay. I think that'd be great.
And I just was going to make the suggestions as far as like community panelists. I think they should be people that currently would have to, you know, have that relationship or that contact with the city manager.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately that's who they're going to end
that's
up
who they're
working
gonna do
with. That's
yes.
going to be their contact. So I think that would be important. I know there's some really good people on here, uh-huh. but I think those people that are current public servants or have a critical role in some organization is very important.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but that may be, you know, kind of one-sided because they've only come in contact
but
with
we're
one
not only
going
to take the community panelist recommendation, we're also going to look at something.
And ultimately,
definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That looks like a good, a very good list.
None of those people know they're on that list.
Oh.
Right.
No.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
Well.
I read
for it. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item 6 is the second reading of Ordinance 579, which was our sign regulations ordinance, and this will be presented by our interim city manager.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Kimball. So this is a second reading. There was discussion at our last council meeting, and the only changes that we have to the original are the ones we discussed there. So the revised ordinance will be more legally defensible and will better clarify the types of signs that are allowed. This amendment will not impact city resources. And based on this council's direction at the August 27 council meeting, staff has removed the prohibition of illumination of murals from the ordinance, which is spelled out in E of section 18.14.320. This section has been revised, as you'll see there in the staff report. And so that was the only change we had from last time, is the council wanted to be able to illuminate those signs, and as it was written, they could not. So that's where it stands.
Okay. Any other questions for Brad at this time? All right, not this is the second reading. I propose that the council adopt ordinance number 579, an ordinance amending chapter 18.14 of title 18 of the Lindsay Municipal Code, removing and adding procedures for the regulation of signs, and waive the reading of the ordinance in full.
Second.
Moved by Cortez, seconded by Watson. Would the clerk please take roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Aye.
Councilmember Watson.
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Mayor Kimball.
Aye. Item carries 5-0. Our next item 7 is to select a member for the Tulare County Economic Development Corporation Board, and this will be presented by Mr. Harmon.
Sorry,
the EDC.
I was writing some of the notes from earlier. Yes, so Bill was the city's representative on the EDC. It wasn't convenient for any of the council members to do at the time. I went to the last EDC meeting, and they already had a plaque and had me designated a board member, but I had no authority to act in that capacity since council not appointed me to that. So coming back to council tonight to present that if council would like to participate in EDC, they need a board member from the city. So.
Okay. Thank you. So you're willing to do it?
I am if council would like me to.
There are any council members who would like to sit on this board. They could say so now.
I move to designate Craig as a member of the Tulare County Economic Development Corporation Board.
And I will second.
Who was first? I think Laura seconded. Okay, moved by Flora, seconded by Cortez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that was easy.
And there, done that.
Item 8 is a discussion item, Wellness Programming Committee.
Okay, to start. So, as Councilmember Sanchez mentioned, we attended the meeting last night where the hospital district board members, Valerie Velasquez and Teresa Hurtado were present along with Lisa Davis, and at a previous meeting in the month of August, what we had said is that we have three different documents. We have the original agreement, then we have an addendum and a revision, and it was all very confusing. All four of us, including Lisa, were new to all of this. We didn't have much of the personal history. We, you know, heard and read and whatever. So what we suggested, what we came up as a group back in August, was we were going to put these three documents together, make it a working document, and that way whomever came next, whether it be other board members, other council members, or even another wellness center director, that they knew exactly what was expected of the Wellness Center Programming Committee and how they come together to put together a budget for the Wellness Center and like a calendar of events. So at the first meeting, their attorney, Star Warson, was there. He offered to put the document together. We did get a copy of it, and so that's what we presented or what we brought at the last meeting. But there was still some concern over it. Council hadn't had enough time to review it. So I believe all of the documents were sent out to all the council members for you guys to review and compare and see if there was anything else that we wanted to make sure that this new final working document carried. So yesterday when we met, we're still confused. At least I'm still confused. I know certain people kind of have an idea of how they want things to look and move forward and operate, but I still don't feel, yesterday I still didn't feel confident enough to say, yes, this is our agreement, this is what it should look like, and this is what we should go with. And there's still a lot of questions too. One of my frustrations, though, is that people continue to refer to the past. And I get it. We need to know about it. But what's done is done. We can't change what happened. We need to move forward. As much as we want to go back however many years and clear things or fix things, it's, to me, personally, it's pointless. We need to do what we can with what we have right now and move forward. So some of the changes or some of the things that we wanted to make sure that this new or updated document had was we're still confused about the whole Brown Act provision stated in there. Originally, when the four of us had met, we said we didn't think we needed it. It's just an advisory committee. We're not making any formal decisions. Both of us are taking recommendations to our respective council and board. So I remember that we put that to Mario as well, and he said, regardless of we're in a committee or not, I mean, as council members, we're still governed by the Brown Act. So I don't know if it needed to be stated there, or if this programming committee needed to have that provision in there. So that's still one of the questions, at least that I have. Another of the things that someone else brought up is that we need, or the group sees the need to see a clear budget spreadsheet that's clear and simple. People are still having a hard time going online and looking through our city budget documents, and some people can't just, the numbers don't make sense. So we talked about discussing that as well. And really just to, in the end, there was a lot of discussion. It got a little heated at times. I felt uncomfortable because that's just not me. But, you know, we did come to the agreement that we want everything to be as transparent as possible, and we want to do things the right way. It's taking us a lot longer. We thought that by today, probably we would have a document ready to be finalized, but that's not the case. And we understand that because we're kind of starting all over to a certain degree. It's going to take time, but once we get rolling, things will get better and things will be more efficient. So the next steps that I have here so that we can move forward is that we need to clean up the agreement, taking the notes that we've talked about into consideration. We want to look at the budgets better or have a better understanding of them. And we talked about, instead of going back and forth at this point, the hospital board taking their recommendations and ideas to their board and us with you guys, we talked about just having a joint meeting to clarify this and take care of it in a meeting where we're all together, because we could spend a long time going back and forth and still not coming to a consensus. So that's basically where we ended up, that we want a joint meeting to clarify this and put together this document that we can begin to work with. Did I miss anything?
What I gathered from all that basically is to have a spreadsheet with, you know, the projected
budget,
and also the year before what was spent and what was used. The main thing is that the city is using whatever revenue towards the 233. So I don't think anyone is seeing it clear, or they want something where they can actually see it and the numbers. They're saying that the last meeting that we had, the numbers did not match off of what was on the website and what was given at the presentation, the last presentation that we had at the Wellness Center. So they're asking for a corrected document, which I don't know what that means, but they were asking for a corrected document.
So there's, I believe, the last meeting, I don't know if we had the budget approved then or not, but we can, the budget that's online is a line-by-line description of all the income and all the expenses for the Wellness Center. So are they asking for additional years into the future on that, or just unsure of how to read a
one
budget?
One year future, and okay. I'm assuming one year back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that we're having a hard time, or some people are having a hard time understanding those line items or the final numbers. Okay. So we need clarification on that. And so what I'm envisioning is somebody pulling up on the screen that she and explaining, you know, Lisa had a copy of the presentation that you had given, which was beautiful and awesome, but that's not what's on the city page. So that was one of the things that they wanted to make sure that we had exactly what was on the city page. And also a lot of the misunderstandings, I think, is all due to the wording on how certain words are being used or the perception of it. So we want clarification so that we understand where the hospital board contribution goes. So instead of saying directly to debt service, maybe it should be a different type of word. So that's what we thought. Instead of just going back and forth between the two governing boards, just let's get together. It's going to take us a while, but let's get this done, so that we can do what we're supposed to do as a Wellness Center Programming Committee, because we're not doing that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on just a second. I'll invite you up in just a minute. Okay.
And I do get, you know, the past, what had happened, and even in the past, and it's pointless. I disagree on that. There was a lot happening that happened in the past, and a lot of us know about it, and a lot of us don't. So those who do know, sometimes it is hard to let that go. And not only that, sometimes those people use that as cautious for it not to happen again what happened in the past. So it's not necessarily that you're living in the past, you're just trying to be cautious in the future for it not to happen, you know, what happened then to continue to happen. So yeah, there's going to be hard feelings, and I totally get having a budget, and you know, I understand what they're trying to say is to have a budget. And again, I don't know what was done 12 years, you know, back. I don't know, you know, the purpose of or the intent of why the MOU was created at that time and what their vision was at that time. But here we are 12 years later with new members, and it's difficult to go back 12 years and see, well, I don't know what their vision exactly was. If people that are on, that are attending this meeting don't even know, you know, what the intent was back then. And that can change as well. Because, I mean, you know, how many grants have we, you know, there's...
Well, yeah, and things have changed, and the Wellness Center's evolved. You know, it's different than whatever it maybe was.
And that's one of the things that we said. We value the relationship that we have. So mm-hmm. we value the work that we each put into everything that we do. Because ultimately, the Lindsay Hospital District Board and us as City Council, we're here to serve our constituents, our community. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to come together yeah. and continue to do it. And we value that. But right now, we can't move forward without.
So the recommendation of the two of you is that we have another joint meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I would suggest to have a spreadsheet that has certain items, and I guess we can, you know, me and Laura can
sit with Brett to figure out
exactly what, to figure out what the budget, and I mean, obviously the past we should already know. Because you've already done it once. We'll just
there. It sounds like we have some that may just struggle with reading the spreadsheets and understand what they connect to, right? Mm-hmm. And then others that can follow the presentation and like the presentations. And so if you come and sit down with me, we'll figure out, are you asking for a presentation or are you asking just for a spreadsheet to read through?
I would say a spreadsheet.
We can add a year to the city's budget spreadsheet, because that's all that is just a spreadsheet.
I would say have a spreadsheet ready and emailed to them so they could review it prior mm-hmm. to that meeting. So that way we all have the same information. And mm-hmm. if they have any questions on that, then that, you know, we could be already prepared and they can prepare it as well. So whatever we have, I think that should be emailed to them ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So that way it's not given to them on that day and having that day for sure. them just to read it, you know, mm-hmm. to
so
have it ahead of time.
The budget now goes to 1920, you're saying you want a 2021 added to that, so one more year in the future.
No, that's what we would have together.
That's what we, yeah, we're talking about.
We, so we need the current one and
well,
the previous
we
one.
Don't right. even have
we can't so really do the previous one yet.
The,
well, we'll the future, have the
budget
we'll project
has prior years I mean, on it.
Yeah.
And so if you want to project a year into the future,
yeah,
you want to go beyond the current budget you're in, and you want to add a new one in there.
Okay, we can do that.
Is that what you're asking?
Well,
or you just want
to... I was thinking one. This year, but yeah, you're right, we're already halfway.
Yeah, I don't think we can go too far out.
I mean, no, well, I'm not asking to go back 10 years. I'm just
yeah.
saying go back.
Well, that's okay.
Yes.
Jack. I mean, for this
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And so,
so
we'll
yeah.
get together with you, Brett, to give you more mm-hmm. information mm-hmm. as far as, you know, because we want it to be as simple, as clear,
mm-hmm.
that anybody mm-hmm. that has access to this information can understand it.
So if it's going to be posted...
Yeah.
Or it's going to be a public document. That way everybody would be able to read that.
Okay. May I add 2 points?
Go ahead.
Just one.
The careful, I may make it 3. So it seems to me that until we have a clear MOU, we're still going to be going around and around. So having a joint meeting before the MOU is complete may not, the timing may be off on that. It would seem to me that we would want a joint meeting after the MOU is clear.
Well,
we can't come to a clear consensus right now.
Right, and so who, it seems to me that the two main parties for that would be our city attorney and the hospital board's city attorney, hospital board's attorney, sitting down, going over some of the nuances, coming to a clarity, bringing that back to us for approval. Once that has happened, then we can have the combined meeting. So we're all working from the same page.
Yeah, and that was something that was mentioned to have our attorneys both review everything. That way, that day, we have something that we can approve.
Exactly. And then the second point is that once the city manager has the prior year's fiscal income and expense statement, and this year, that he get that information out to the board members as soon as possible for their review.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
So, Council, that's a little small this year, but that's a spreadsheet that's in the budget, and it goes down in detail of what facility rental is, what the concessions are, what the LUSD contribution is, what the pool chemicals cost, what the supplies and equipment costs, what the communications costs are, fees and permits, capital outlay, vehicle fuel maintenance. So
yeah, I mean, let's go back to 2016
to go on that. And that gives you the adopted budget for 1920, what we just finished out in 1819, and the three prior years. And so are they looking for something more detailed than this? Just need to know how to read that?
Maybe.
Well, so, you know, from the last meeting that we all attended, what I got from them is that they wanted to know where the revenues were being spent. They wanted clarity. They wanted consistency.
Sure. So the revenues in the top are spent on the expenditures at the bottom. And so all the money that comes in from the hospital district is spent at the Wellness Center. All the money that comes in from memberships is spent at the Wellness Center. This is a closed unit here. So there's not money from wellness that goes somewhere else.
I mean, this is everything right here. Maybe it's in a little different format than they're used to reading. But, I mean, you've read them too. I mean, this looks like a pretty clear...
Yeah, and I guess every time every time that somebody brings up like the budgets and the numbers don't match, I'm not sure what document they're talking about. So I said, why don't we just look at it, and if there's any questions, you know, we'll have people to answer the questions there. Yesterday we talked about how everything that the Wellness Center brings in stays within the Wellness Center. And even with that, there was still some discussion as to how the wording is as far as what the city's contribution is. Someone's under the impression that the city should contribute, besides everything that the Wellness Center is bringing in, that the city should contribute from the general fund an additional $200,000, where in all reality, there's over... I don't know, according to the numbers that we were seeing yesterday, over 300,000? I can't remember off the top of my head. But we were trying to explain that, and it just didn't make sense. So why not look at the document and say, here it is, here's where everything is at, and that way there's no questions or any doubts in anyone's mind. I think we all need to be looking at the same thing at the same time and getting clarification. That way we don't leave with any doubts.
Okay. So, we have the attorney for the hospital district board here tonight, and there's been a request for them to address our city council as a board to be on our agenda at our next meeting. But there also is this request or this idea for a joint meeting. So, I'd like to, if you allow, maybe to hear from Star, like, do we still need the presentation? Should we just go to the joint meeting? What does the hospital, you know, district board think on this?
I don't know that I can. This is the first time I've heard of a joint meeting, so I'm not prepared.
Okay, well, it came out from last night, apparently.
Is a couple of things, and the only reason I wasn't at the meeting was I had a client meeting that went long beyond what I was expecting. But the three issues, one was the Brown Act issue. I agree with Mario. It doesn't have to be in the agreement. However, it is an absolute requirement that this is a Brown Act committee, period. And I brought the text. It doesn't fit all the elements of an advisory committee or an ad hoc. It doesn't. But yeah, it doesn't have to be in the agreement, not written. Just understanding, yeah, you have to publish an agenda. Okay. The other one that I wrote down was the city budget. The city budget, as was presented, has been gone over by the hospital district, myself too. And there are, it was said at the last joint meeting when I was questioning some of the things, and I think the president was questioning some of the things, Brett said there are inaccuracies there.
So if you look at the other chart, where it goes negative, the city had to fill that money in, okay. Even though it wasn't saved as a transfer. Somebody still had to pay those bills, and the city still paid them.
That's one of the things that was reacted to. If there are inaccuracies, if that budget is not correct, make it correct.
It would tilt more in the city's favor.
Okay, whatever it is, that's something that just triggers. Okay. The last thing was clear up the agreement. It's already been submitted in a pretty cleaned up fashion, also with a revision in the $233,000, how it's to be spent. And at that time, the hospital district was perfectly willing to say the $233,000, as it's written in that new one, can be used for debt service and other health care services, which was out and absent from the prior ones. The prior one said debt service, and then a lot of other language that went along with it, but it was modifying, said debt service. In my mind, reading English, and I, please understand, I was educated in Lindsay schools. So my understanding
that's
of reading that.
So was I.
Take it either way you want to. But I was. Okay, I went to other schools. Anyway, the way I read that sentence, and I think anybody would, that $233,000, it was to be used as it was written for debt service, and it wasn't. Okay, that's all right. That was to be corrected the way the hospital board thought about it then, getting a little bit of ruffled feathers and things like that, and that may, but that's the way it's written right now, and it's submitted. Those are the three issues that I picked up. Brown Act, take it out of that agreement. Clean up the spreadsheet, city budget. That's a pretty good one. I didn't have any problem reading it. Greg McQueen didn't have any problem reading it. Teresa Hurtado didn't have any trouble reading
it. She was the one that brought it up last night.
Yeah, the issue was there were inaccuracies, or that is not an accurate representation. Okay. Then what is? Okay. That's probably the crux of the whole thing. The joint meeting, it's going to be an item that's going to be talked about at the hospital board meeting next week, too, and it has been talked about. And, yes, the board wants to address this city council and has some points that they would like to make.
Okay, so just
that's all.
You still want to be on the agenda in 2 weeks, is that correct?
I believe that's
or you need to meet
yes.
And decide for sure?
And I'm sure.
Well, we can hold
I don't
place
think holder. That's going to change.
Okay.
I don't think.
And then after that, a joint meeting set up will be discussed by your board.
That would be my recommendation, whether it... But,
all right. Well, we can't, we're not going to set one until...
This is just a discussion item anyway, so there's not going to be any action taken.
Okay.
Those are just my thoughts. Okay.
I had a question for you, Star, because I didn't understand on the third one that you were talking about. So on the current, I'm hoping this is the first one, the funding agreement, it says...
Is that the revised, restated...
Well,
it says in the title.
The funding agreement, restate and
okay, yes.
Yes?
That's the restated one.
Okay.
That's the
so
one.
So it
yes.
says the district would contribute $233,721 annually for debt service costs associated with the wellness center, allowing that any excess may be used to facilitate and support healthcare, physical rehabilitation, and wellness programs in the center for the benefit of residents within the district's boundaries. And then you took out allowing. Let me read your statement.
That is the version. That is the new version. That's the restated, revised one.
Okay.
Yes.
So
throw that one away.
The one that was done in 2007.
Okay. So then you put in here contribute $233,721 annually for debt service costs associated with the new. Facility to facilitate and support programs facility.
That's the old one.
That's the old one?
I believe that's the old one. The allowing any unused portion.
Do you mean excess?
I thought this
from
was the one that you read
from the debt service.
Look at the title. The very title.
Right,
does it,
but
does
this
it,
one?
Look at the title. Does it say restated?
Amendment, restatement, and republication. It's
okay,
the
that's
same
the one.
Thing, but two different ones. I think this is the one you wrote.
The one that says restated is the one that I wrote after that first
they
meeting, yes.
They
both say
that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Star, what did you do?
Then there's also a place where...
I'm
so
puzzled.
What I'm asking is,
mm-hmm.
So what the hospital board wants to see, that the 233 goes directly to the principal, to the debt service, and that's it.
Well,
is that correct?
That was the feeling that the first writings were, that they it was all to be used for debt service. Yes. The revised version, after we talked 4 weeks ago, when I was there, I understood, and Teresa Hurtado and Valerie Velasquez said, I think that would be a better writing to say, if there's any excess, because you're only using, I think it's like 120, 100 and something thousand,
yeah.
It actually goes to the debt service.
That's actually a strange number, that one, that 233.
And I don't know, that's been the original number.
It must
number.
Have been an original debt service number. But
that was
not
Scott
all currently being used for debt service. It has been going to other things in the wellness center.
And I'm sure it has.
And it has. But
yeah.
you want to just like codify that or whatever.
To make it specific, because as it sits over the years, it really should have gone to debt service. And one of the things that's been pointed out is if it went to debt service, that loan would have been paid off and done. But it hasn't. We're on, like you said, we're today. We're not in 2007. We're not in 2004 when all this stuff started.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make something that actually works.
Right.
Now, the hospital board, and this is just me saying, could have just said, no, the agreement was debt service. Take the whole 200 to debt service. We won't allow anything else because this is taxpayer money. That was the agreement.
I mean, I don't care if it goes to debt service.
Regardless.
That's not what I took away from it. I thought that's what they wanted, that they wanted it to go directly to the principal, the whole entire thing, so that way it can be paid off quicker.
Yeah.
So is that inaccurate or is that accurate?
When I wrote the part that said allowing that any excess can be used for health care services or health services, that was what the board said then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, there's been a few ruffled feathers and some other things, and I can't say what.
Well, okay, so that's been
where it's gone so far. That it will all stay, as long as it stays in the wellness center, as long as it stays for health and wellness related services, which is what the hospital money has to be spent for.
Right.
Okay, keep it there.
Right.
That's the way it sits right now, in my understanding. That's what was submitted as a revision for your review.
Right, and some of us did understand it that way, but even last night, there was someone that still wasn't in agreement.
And maybe
that.
Not.
Yeah.
Like
so
I said, there's been some ruffled feathers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we just come together and
right.
just, well, that's the thing.
Document.
That we get your information from our group, and then they get their information from their group, and then we bring it together. But if, as a group, you guys are not agreeing, and they're coming with their own agenda, each one, it's difficult to understand what each one is trying to say, and that's what I'm getting, because I'm just asking you the questions because that wasn't clear from yesterday.
So my understanding
was they wanted the 233 to go directly to the debt service so it could be paid off quicker. Those were the words that were used.
By one member.
So the
function of that committee is to talk about things, to come back to council,
mm-hmm.
to hospital board, and say, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Hospital board has 5 votes. Not everybody may vote the same way.
Right.
But right now, the vote was to submit that revised, restated document worded the way that it was,
mm-hmm.
okay.
allowing other things.
Move with that.
So, yeah, maybe.
Move with that unless you vote differently. Okay.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the two parties, as far as the MOU is concerned, is very close. Very, very close. And
so
we just need the legal minds to create one document for us the council and the board to review, put our stamp of approval on,
yes,
and move forward.
And I'm not trying to grind an axe here, but I've tried to talk to Brett multiple times before coming here and say, why don't we just put staff together, which I'm the only staff, hospital board, and talk about this. And Brett was kind of resistant and saying, no, it needs to go through the programming committee and all that.
Direction from majority. So, again, you know, from majority. Yeah, so
there's two steps coming forward. Then next council meeting, hospital board wants to come, make a presentation where they will discuss what they've done for us in the past.
It's just comments from the directors. Not really a presentation. It's not like a PowerPoint and stuff.
Right. And then what they'll do for the city in the future.
Kind of.
So that's one set. The second set is what to do with this joint meeting. And it sounds like before people start throwing around, well, we'll just make it for this, make it for that, they understand the consequences of those different financial choices for the center, particularly whether or not it stays open. And so we need to have a chance to go through, and I will be very plain in speech with it, as long as it doesn't offend anybody, and we'll go through and explain all of it, and if we have people that can be patient with that, then we'll get through it, and everybody have a clear understanding of how the place is funded and where the funds go and how it works.
But can you point out, because I'm not understanding where the discrepancy is at. There was a negative where?
So if you look in the fiscal year 18 column, the middle one, you'll see the revenues say $538,800, I think, and then the expenses are $625,000.
Right.
So the money, that's the difference there of, I really can't say it well enough,
$90,000,
that had to come from somewhere,
okay,
and that's from the
like
city.
The general fund.
And so that's what was going on with it, and that's how some of the advances piled up,
mm-hmm,
and it all been dealt with in that year. And so in those prior years, the year before that, it brought in $402,000. The city paid out $517,000, it looks like, $527,000. And so you'll have years where the city's paying a lot more into that than ever shows up as a transfer in. And so seeing just a transfer in, going, why are those empty? Well, it's because it was paid separately, but that year wasn't recorded as.
So that's a discrepancy. So that's something that we're going to work on to show where that money's
those
coming
won't
from.
Change, but I'll put together some of the flow charts I've done in the past, and this is how the funding went for that center. I can't go back and restate what the budget was for that year.
Mm-hmm.
Those are done, but we can make an explanation of how it worked and why.
Those gnats.
But I think that would be helpful, you know, just an explanation as to the inflows, outflows, the definition of what's what.
So understanding when that meeting happens, it would be, let's look through a spreadsheet, and let's look through a presentation to show how the flow works. And with both of those together, I think both groups can come to an understanding.
Yeah. What's the balance owed?
Hold on.
On that, it's going to be around page 70, Jack. There should be a debt service in there.
It's specified in there.
Do you think we can have the MOU all cleared up before the joint meeting?
Probably not. Because there's going to be some discussion with this that ties into how the MOU is written.
Well, at least maybe 99% of it.
Keep going a little bit more. There's going to be...
If I can input, there are probably two paragraphs. One I don't see as an issue. Take the Brown Act portion
back
out.
Back up a bit.
Yeah. The other part is, how is that language on the $233,000?
Okay.
There's something in there that still mentions a Lindsay Unified School District.
198.
There was, yeah. That was anticipated back at the time.
But
I just thought...
Does that still need to be on there?
I don't know.
So, to the question...
It would be nice if they joined.
Question about the ending balance. So that ending balance in the wellness, this is the introductory to the debt service page. Far right column is $1,982,961. That is the amount that will be left in that principal owed at the end of 2020.
2020?
About 2 million. $2 million. And so it goes out for, it's about a 45-year repayment for them. It's a long repayment
for them. Yeah. It'd be nice.
I think in the other one,
and so farther down, probably five pages down from here, will be a page that's specific to the Wellness Center and gives all annual payments from there through the actual payoff.
Right.
And the interest rate.
It shows principal and interest both.
Right.
That would be good.
That's another thing. They want a hard copy of it, even though we have it available.
Hospital board has seen the whole thing. They've discussed it. I've discussed it with them.
Yeah, well, that's good that they have a hard copy.
That's what they were saying yesterday. They said they didn't have the budget, that they didn't have, I don't know.
So, Brett, as you were talking...
The thing that hung up at that one joint meeting was when all these numbers were being discussed, it was stated those numbers are not accurate,
yeah.
Or there's some inaccuracies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think, is what he just explained to
yeah.
you. So.
Yeah, I've seen
yeah.
all of that.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds good. So we'll get the explanations, we'll get the MOU as clear and close as possible, and get the numbers out to the board, to the city, and we can all come prepared to have a proactive, positive meeting and leave the past in the rearview mirror.
So here's my question. Is the next council meeting that meeting, or do we set up a separate time for a workshop meeting?
It's going to be a pretty busy night.
This could be, this could take a long time, so maybe we need a separate
just to do this,
yeah. time just to do this, like the...
The next Tuesday? The 1st of October?
Yeah, the first Tuesday. Well,
the programming committee is a standing committee that brings the recommendations to each entity.
Mm-hmm.
And the entities decide what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Star.
Of course. Any other questions I can help with at this point?
I guess we can reach out to them
we'll
about...
We'll just have to communicate on
Yeah, we'll just yeah. communicate on whenever the joint meeting, but there's kind of an agreement that it won't be the next council meeting, but a separate yeah. joint meeting.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Start.
Whatever you guys want.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Where are we? Close to adjournment, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Request for future items. Anybody?
Oh, we already tackled it.
I
was just going to bring up. I know I got an email, and I think you were in that email, Pam. The Lindsay Unified School District reached out saying, wanting to coordinate a joint meeting, too.
Yes. Well,
kind of, sort of.
Okay.
We'll get that. So I don't know if that was appropriate
there
for
me. There was something to me as mayor. So we may meet and then we may have a joint
okay.
meeting. Okay. Okay. It's kind of in the works. There is a, did everybody get something about the 9/11 event at the Sheriff's Department tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.? If anyone can attend, we're all invited to that. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Was there a question from
the
county? We did.
We did.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. We did.
Cool. I'll
be okay.
Thank you guys, sorry.
All right. Can we make a motion to adjourn?
They did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll
tell
you.
Bye.
Bye. This meeting is adjourned.